Amen. In a little while. Seriously, now. All right, if you can kneel, please do so. We're going to start with prayer. Heavenly Father, we thank you once again for blessing us with your presence on this Sabbath day, as you always promised to do, and the changing of the showbread. Thank you so much for this. Thank you for blessing us with good soil in our hearts and helping us till it well by studying your word so that we can be ready for all the new seeds that are coming. And thank you for blessing everyone on our prayer list, especially those that are lost. We love them dearly, even those that come against us. We thank you for the blessing them with a hedge of angels. You know, either the hedge is there to protect them so that they get back on the path or to prevent them from attacking your people. And so thank you, Father, for answering all these prayers in the name of your precious Son, our Savior and King, the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Amen and amen. Okay, Q&A Sabbath. It's just a blessing for me because it's just a bunch of answered emails, and so it's kind of easy for me to, you know, to do this. And even though I'm still going to ad-lib a little bit, but I praise the Lord for the emails not stopping. Although it's a little difficult now from what happened in the Philippines that, you know, things have increased dramatically when it comes to emails and that, but that's okay. It's not like that's never happened before. But this first one today, and praise the Lord, I was able to update the Q&A page on the website. So we're actually on the website, have 425 questions answered, you know, because I just kept putting it off. And because I got hacked in January. And so ever since then, you know, I put it on the back burner and I was rebuilding servers and all that stuff, right? And I didn't realize it until a couple of weeks ago. It's like, oh man, I got 10 months worth of Q&A in there that I never put on the site. And so yeah, I did that. That is the, even when it's just 1 week, that is the most difficult page to update because I got to link out every question, and then I got to put in the little audios for them and stuff. And so, praise the Lord. Question number 426 today. It says, please explain John 11 verses 8 to 10. And the email more or less says, it was a quick email, I don't understand the response of Jesus in John 11, verses 8 to 10. Please help me understand. God bless. And again, I never give people's names or email addresses when I do Q&A. You know, it's just private, you know, because sometimes some of these questions are, you know, some people could think it would be a little embarrassing to ask. But the only embarrassing thing I would think, you know, because even a theologian, which is ridiculous term if you think about it, because we're going to be studying scripture for eternity, but or even doctors of divinity, I always laugh when I hear that. But the thing is, when we study it, if you don't ask the question, that's the stupid response. I mean, because every one of us, you know, like when I was a little kid, I was a question machine, right? Like most little kids are. But you could be in your 80s and never know something because it never came up in life. So it's not a stupid question ever. Although some people that don't have control over their tongue, as James 1:26 says, is a definite fruit of the Holy Spirit being in them. Yeah, they'll laugh at you or whatever, you know, if you didn't, you know, or they'll insult you. But anyway, the verse in question, or passage, if you will, because it's more than one verse, is John 11, verses 8 to 10. Thanks again for putting the verses in there, Brother Sean and Sister Natasha in the stream doing it. Okay, it says, his disciples say unto him, Master, the Jews of late sought to stone thee, and goest thou thither again? Because he was going to go back to Jerusalem. And verse 9, Jesus answered, are there not 12 hours in the day? If any man walk in the day, he stumbleth not, because he seeth the light of this world. But if a man walk in the night, he stumbleth, because there is no light in him. See, Jesus wasn't concerned about his plight with the Jews, partly because he already knew when he was to die, and partly because he was trying to teach that we must not let the threats stop us from preaching the truth, because there are way, way, way too many people not walking in the light. These are precious souls. All people are going to stumble without the truth that we in Christ need to share. The Pharisees were all about blocking the light. as many as are today for all sorts of selfish reasons. You know, they'll just tell you bold-faced lies and make up prophecies just so that you keep sitting in that pew and pumping donations into their pocket. And so, threat or no threat, Jesus was going to preach unto those that would hear and desire the truth, because they're there, they're everywhere. You can't not go into a city or into an area just because of the people around it. I mean, case in point, remember Jonah? And so, or better yet, Caleb and Joshua, they knew what they were looking at. Okay, fine, they're giants in the land. They're very rambunctious and all this other stuff. Everybody else was scared, but not Caleb and Joshua, because they knew the Lord was going to protect them, just like Jesus himself knew his father would make sure everything was okay. He can call a legion of angels if he wanted to. And the way he didn't address his own situation wherein the Jews wanted him dead, but instead spoke about how much more important it was to spread the light of truth, showed us how much he loved them, no matter how much they hated him. I mean, he could have said, he could have said, I'm protected, or what. No, he was more concerned with them. So we need to trust the Father to protect us in the same way he did his only begotten Son, because we preach the exact same message he did, because the Comforter has been sent, and he will move us to preach it. It's the miracle of raising Lazarus was something he was about to perform at this time, in fact. John chapter 11, right? And it was something he knew would cut many hearts and bring all sorts of people into the truth. And this is why, Satan got the Pharisees' blood up to try to make it that much more difficult. I mean, it's just like society today. Social distancing, so wear a mask, whatever. Don't go out there. There's travel restrictions even, Hence the reason we're still having problems in the Philippines, because the people with the truth can't get to the people who have been lied to because of the travel restrictions. And so he knew going in there and doing what he was about to do with Lazarus was going to cut many hearts. I mean, hence the reason he said this in Matthew 23, verse 37. And this is more or less how I ended the email with this person. O Jerusalem, Jerusalem, thou that killest the prophets and stonest them which are sent unto thee, how often would I have gathered thy children together, even as a hen gathereth her chickens under her wings, and you would not. In other words, you didn't want nothing to do with me. Okay, question number 427. And I think there's only two questions left, and the reason being is the last question I'm sharing today, I didn't answer in email. I usually answer an email directly, but I told the person that emailed it to me if they didn't mind. They never got back to me, so odds are they didn't even get my email, because Gmail's putting me in spam folders and Hotmail's putting me in spam folders and stuff like that. But, what are you going to do? Not much you can do today. But question number four, because that's a long answer I'm going to give in regards to the vaccines. And so, but 427, who are Anna and Cephas? Anna and Cephas in Luke chapter 3, verse 2. And the email says, I just came across this passage in my studies and found that Anna and Cephas were mentioned as high priests. What's happening here? It appears it appears there were two high priests at one time. And the passage in question is Luke chapter 3, verses 2 to 6. Okay. I'm going to mention you can go to Ezekiel 17:24 if you want, but I'm also going to probably mention verse 9 of Luke chapter 3. Okay, so Luke chapter 3, verses 2 to 6 says, Annas and Cephas, or Caiaphas as some people call him. I look at the same spelling, I look at it as like Caesar, so I say Cephas. And so, but Annas and Cephas being the high priests, two of them, the word of God came out to John, the son of Zechariah, in the wilderness. And John the Baptist. And he came into all the country about Jordan, preaching the baptism of repentance for the remission of sins. As it is written in the books of the word, in the books of the words of Isaiah the prophet, saying, the voice of one crying in the wilderness, prepare ye the way of the Lord, make his paths straight. Sounds familiar, don't it? We're going in the same spirit of Elijah. That's why we're preaching the same message. And so verse 5, every valley shall be filled, you know, straighten it out, bring it up, if you will. Every mountain hill shall be brought low, again, level it out. And, you know, straight paths. And the crooked shall be made straight, and the rough ways shall be made smooth. And then finally, verse 6 says, and all flesh shall see the salvation of God. And again, you could look at Ezekiel 17:24 if you want. I think there's a similar note to that. But verse 9 says, because John even went so far as to tell the people this. Oops. In verse 9. He said, and now also the axe is laid unto the root of the trees. Every tree, therefore, which bringeth not forth fruit is hewn down and cast into the fire. A ton of prophetic symbolism here, of course, the trees being leaders in the faith, like mountains and stuff. That's why they're laid low, valleys and stuff. It's just a ton of them. And I'm not going to get into all that, but if you look closely, you can see a prophetic statement for our time as well. For if the people ignore the final truth proclaimed in the loud cry, the mark will be upon them. You know, I find it very telling that at present there are two popes. There really are. Ratzinger's still alive, or Benedict XVI, if you want to call him by the AKA. But there's two popes, just as there were two high priests back then. Many years ago, when I made the Man of Sin page on the website, it was around the time, Ratzinger just came in. Ratzinger was, they used to call him God's Rottweiler. He was John Paul II's henchman, or like enforcer, if you will. He was a Nazi gunner, a roof gunner. That's why he became a pope or a priest or anything, because, you know, the Vatican rat line brought in all the Nazi criminals and made them into priests to hide them. John Paul II, his parents sold the Sinai to kill the Jews and the Christians. And yes, I have documentation on the website about that too. But many years ago, when I made that A Man of Sin page, the Lord moved me to place two mitres on the page as the header picture. Later, when I saw one pope step back to allow the Jesuit pope, that I knew why. As I see a similar situation happening in Rome, you know, I knew why then is why he had me do that with the two mitres, because it was obvious what was going to happen. But and we all know how Roman Catholicism not only mixed paganism with Christianity, they also claimed to be religious leaders of the world, just as the Jewish leaders actually were at one time. They were slated to be that way. I've always said it. If they never stepped off the path and stayed in the, you know, we to this day, I mean, the planet would obviously be a lot different. Wouldn't be any wars. If you ever had a question that you couldn't find in Scripture, you can go to this one area where all these guys dressed in robes lived, and they were just walking Bibles. This is what the Jews were slated to be. But no, Satan, of course, focused on them, just like Satan focused on the Ninth Hour Church, the Seventh-day Adventists, because he knew what they were there for. To expose him and his, you know, girlfriend in Rome. And so that's why it went the way it went, just as prophecy said it would be. As we learned in the sanctuary study that we did for a couple of years, having two priests, or two high priests rather, is a sin. There is only one Christ, because the high priest represents Christ. And isn't it perfectly fitting, by the way, I don't know why this comes to mind, but when the high priest tore his robe and yelled blasphemy when Jesus Christ said he was coming on the clouds of heaven. Two scenarios are right there in that room. He's ripping the robe that he's wearing, which is blasphemy itself, because that robe represents Christ. Remember, we studied up every aspect of the robe, right down to the, you know, to the fabric it was made with, as well as the mitre, which declared himself when he ripped that. His robe, if you will, like in prophecy, is your walk. And so he's anti-Christ, and then the real Christ is right there facing him. And so I thought, wow, that's pretty amazing. Anyway, but still, there's only one Christ. They can't have two high priests. So this shows how corrupt they were 2,000 years ago. Looks very similar today, doesn't it? I mean, Jesuit Pope Francis came to power while Benedict was still alive, and he still is alive. Plus the fact Messiah was soon to come 2,000 years ago when the corruption was high, well, he's coming soon now too. And so as John went forth, and I'm not saying that the popes are religious leaders of all the world, well, that's what they claim to be, obviously. As a matter of fact, I did a video in a newsletter many years ago about how they were claiming and desiring the position of the moral authority on the planet, and they're getting it. they're definitely getting. I mean, there's all sorts of people bowing to the Pope's, kissing the hands, and declaring him Holy Father. Even the Seventh-day Adventist leaders call him Holy Leader. They won't call him Holy Father because they know they haven't confused their people that much. But they've confused them enough to where they'll get away with calling, that big preacher did it on camera, and then Ben Carson did it in writing as well as on camera. And so, as John the Baptist went forth during his time with the early rain, even before the apostles added, because you remember when John leaped in the womb when while he was still in Elizabeth, when Mary, when her salutation fell upon the ears of Elizabeth? Well, yeah, because the prophecy stated that John would have the Holy Spirit from the womb. Well, the Lord all of a sudden steps into the area because now he's in the womb of Mary, and so the babe in Elizabeth leaped with joy, and I believe in my heart of hearts that's when the Holy Spirit came upon him. And so he had the early rain to declare unto all they must make their paths straight. The Lord will soon send out us, his obedient children, with the exact same spirit of Elijah to declare unto all, make your paths straight for the coming of the Lord in the loud cry. But then we're going to have a double portion. We're going to have the pouring of, the refreshing, the latter rain in abundance, if you will. Now, question number 428. This is not going to be easy for some people to hear. Okay? Especially if they're still connected with the Philippine folks. I was in prayer about this, and back and forth, and I do know that there's nothing wrong with declaring the names of people when they're in sin, especially in regards to when they're attacking the church family, because Sister White actually did mention names in the spirit of prophecy, but because women's liberation hadn't come yet and her husband was already dead, Willie allowed, because he was already infiltrated, them, he allowed the leaders to literally remove the names of the people that Ellen White was outing during those days. And so, like, when you look in some of the older books, you'll see blanks, like maybe the first letter of the name, but usually it's just a blank from what I can recall. And so I got this email the other day, and well, I'm going to read you the email. And I don't know why he said Happy Sabbath right off, because I think I got it on Tuesday. And so Happy Sabbath, or maybe it could have been he didn't hit send until, maybe he wrote it on Sabbath, let's say. But Happy Sabbath. So, I was pondering this recently and felt I needed to ask your advice regarding this. Prior to all that went on with Craig, I watched his videos a few months back. I no longer do, of course, he puts in parentheses. And he really pushed the health message, which is strange when you think about this. It's oxymoronic, in fact. He pushes the health message and then does something else. It's very strange. But anyway, he goes on in his email. He says, regarding that, he advised taking the future COVID vaccine. And again, in parentheses, he says that we know itself will be deadlier than the virus. Let me stop here for a moment, because I did do a I put some articles on the website, especially on the vaccine check section of my AMA page, where I show they killed more people with the measles vaccine than actually died of measles. That's been documented. They killed more people with the vaccine than actually died from the disease. That's something. But they also passed a law, I think it was in the 80s or 90s, where you can't sue the doctors now. You know, these guys, when they do these vaccines, you can't sue them. Why? So they can kill you and get away with it. Yeah, it's on my AMA. Well, I'll show, if you want me to show you the page after church during the fellowship hour, I'll throw on the Edge browser and we'll put it into the stream where everybody can see what I'm talking about here. So we'll do that later, but let's finish this email. Okay, so he knows. He says, yeah, the vaccine is deadlier than the virus. And then using detox methods such as activated charcoal and other natural detoxifying methods or foods and etc. He says, in other words, Craig is saying, get the vaccine, stand in line, no problem, go ahead and get it, and then just detox afterwards. And that's a peace and safety message. They're not going to be prepared for what's coming next if they can't stand now. But let me finish. He goes, what do you think about this? I suppose we don't know for sure if the vaccine will be enforced to the levels of the mark will be, but if it is, I won't be able to get on a plane or anything likely without taking the vaccine. Should we as the remnant people refuse to take this vaccine or do as Craig had said and take it but then detox, etc.? And then parentheses, it says, and then trust in God to let us not be poisoned by that junk. And then this email goes on. He says, I also already feel, praise the Lord. Oh, yeah, just give me a minute. Sometimes it's difficult for me, okay, to be this close, if you will, when the Spirit starts moving. So he says, I also already feel strongly against wearing a mask and have not as of yet, but I may be forced to wear one on a flight in the near future. And that to me is just nuts. I mean, just that they're breathing in your own breath for 8 hours if you're on a long flight. he says I'm incredibly bummed about that because I don't want to show compliance to the beast at all. Also, I address this in my dissertation, if you will. Also, I'd like to thank you so much for your reading material, your lesson docs. I've been going through those recently, your videos and your overall plethora of information, and I've been able to share with others as well. Praise the Lord. Thanks for reading this too. And if you're listening to me, dear one, check your spam folder because I did respond, but I didn't give you the whole thing. And this, thank you, Father, for answering my prayer. So here's the answer. And before answering, I only left Craig's name in the email because of what he is doing lately. Okay? And we got some really, really bad information about two things. Smoking guns, in fact, but I'm not even going to get into that. I'm doing some double research on it just to make sure. And it's going to be going online soon. And it's like, oh, it's, you're not going to believe it. Let's just put it that way. But I only left Craig's name in the email because of what he's doing lately. He continues to use the Seventh-day Remnant name among people that are not aware of all the sins that he has committed so as to make sure they keep sending money to him. I mean, he's actually trying to trademark the initials Seventh-day Remnant, SDR. Seriously, he's not even SDR and he knows it, but he wants to keep that. He wants to keep those. Seriously. And we've got the smoking gun on it. That's one of them. I'm not going to say the other one. I have absolute evidence on this, on the trademark thing. But I do. I'm waiting. A sister in the faith is helping me on this other one. And it's bad. But it's worse than the trademark one. Let's just tell you that. I have been told by a few, not just one. He is. Well, we also know this on his videos too, with the comment sections, but. He is openly asking people for money because the Lord stopped sending him donations due to the sins he keeps committing, as well as the sin he committed that demands he should be removed from the pulpit. If he confessed and repented, that's fine. Then he's forgiven. But he can't be on the pulpit anymore. I mean, it's in Scripture as well as in spirit of prophecy. And so we need now to openly separate ourselves from him as Satan is trying to use him to split the Seventh-day Remnant Church. The people need to know he is openly lying to gain donation. He is not SDR. He is not Seventh-day Remnant. He is not even a Christian. And we can, well, we are, the fruits are already on the CK page, as I like to call it. So one of the easy-to-see fruits of the Seventh-day Remnant leaders is that we never ask for donations. Never have, never will. We ask our Father. He supplies all our needs because we remain obedient. And so, plus I have a page on my website here. Let me put this in. I'll put this link in the, if eventually you are forced, because I'm going to get into this here in a minute. If you are forced to get, oh, wow. Yeah, see, I didn't know. Thanks, Brother Bill. I didn't know. She never called me back. I'm not going to mention her name. You know who I'm talking about right now, Bill. But it has gone to the FBI. Oh, man. I didn't know about that part. Sister Novi, you know what's going on here. But I'm not going to. Oh, that's scary. So anyway, yeah. It's And that wasn't even one of the smoking guns. Bill just brought that one up. I didn't know. So, okay, so praise the Lord. Yeah, because he knows the woman personally that him and I know. Mary Beth knows her, too. Okay. Yeah, that's all that needs to be done. That's all that needs to be done. I mean, they are backlogged as well, but the fact is, it's on their desk. That's the scary part. And so, let me just put this, somehow I hit the delete key and I deleted the link. Oh, there it is. Okay, it came back. Because for some reason, it's not going over to my other screen. Because I link my servers together using certain software that allows... Nope, it's not going over. Hold on a second here. Every now and then, this just happens. I have to turn on... It's called Synergy. And it only runs through the LAN. I do not use it on the Internet at all. I'm not getting hacked. Okay, hit Apply. This allows me to copy and paste through different... It looks like I've got 7 monitors on one computer, but no. This way I can use all the monitors with one mouse and one keyboard. Okay, let me see if it works now. Because I want to put... Yeah, okay. There. All right, so that link that I just put it... Well, let me put it in the room, too. The text chat here, which is that... Well, that one's on my computer. It's the vaccine section of my AMA page where it actually has 2 or 3 links that'll show you how to detox, okay, from vaccines. Even if it's been in your system for 20 years or so, or 10 years or so, I think it is, like a child... Mine I got when I was 10 or 11, and so it damaged me permanently, and so detoxing ain't going to help me any, I don't think. But it isn't to the point where it's, you know, shortened my life. It's just very annoying what I have been dealing with. But anyway, and referring back to the email here about forcing, you know, the vaccine, we don't know how they're going to enforce it. Trump keeps on saying he has plans to use the military to deliver it. He's only saying deliver it. So whatever that means, so be it. But I'm not going to take the vaccine unless they literally handcuff me and sit on me or whatever, hold me down, and then jab me with a needle. And I'm not saying I'm going to get violent or anything like that, but being a Christian, I share my faith with everybody, okay? And like the other day, I was on the phone talking with somebody in regards to a technology issue, and she suggested that I get an iPhone so that it would work better. I says, no, I can't get an iPhone. I'm a Christian, and the guy that's running the iPhone thing is very, very anti-Christian. And so, as a Christian, we steer clear of buying things from people like that. And so, if they come to my house, I'm going to be sharing the truth, and it's going to anger some people. And so they might throw me against the wall and put the handcuffs on me and get really, really forcible. I don't care. You know, it's not like I've ever been thrown behind bars before. But I will, of course, be praying all along if this goes down in that way that day, if it does happen, as I was, like I said, was poisoned when I was 10. And so in any event, if they somehow get that poison in my bloodstream, then and only then will I start doing the detoxing thing, because now it's in quickly. Unless, of course, they put cyanide and kill me instantly. So, but it's only going to be by force that I'm going to be taking it. You know, I'm going to say this is against my will, and then of course they'll just put the handcuffs on and whatever. It'll be, well, if they're nice about it, it won't be force. You know, like they're throwing me around like a rag doll. But telling people to stand in line to get it is not wise. As if it's true, some of the ingredients do in fact defile the body with unclean animals, and so. Just as the woman who wants to kill her babies, the women that want to kill their babies have said for years, and I'm sure many people will step up and echo the same thing with the vaccine, which is, my body, my choice. You know, like the mask, I'm sure they will not enforce the vaccine by law. I mean, there is no laws for the mask, but yet everybody's wearing it, right? So they don't have to. However, since the Pope already met with all the CEOs and the politicians a few years ago, and I do have a video on that, I made it back in 2017, in fact, with the pictures and everything. He has met with, you wouldn't believe, he's literally, all the world has wondered after that beast. We've got pictures. You wouldn't believe when he met with the youth on the edge of an ocean with this massive beach. Oh, there was over 1 million people there, just for him. Yeah, me too, Brother Arthur. Yeah, that's what I'm thinking too. They're going to just, I'll get to that in a minute. And so, they're not going to enforce it by actual written law. They will do that with the mark, obviously, but the basic reality is they don't actually have to enforce the vaccine by law at all, because the CEOs have already shown us how they use the media and sheeple hysteria, you know, the herd mentality, to push the mask. As we have seen, many stores and all government buildings have signs that say no mask, no entry. And so, and by the way, and I'm not suggesting you do this, because there's no sin in wearing the mask, I walk in without the mask, like the post office. No mask, no entry. It's required, yeah, to you. I've been in there 10 times, I'd say. Never once. They never got in my face. Why? Because there's no law. They're just trying to see, you know, compliant. They just want to get compliance. And so they're going to use the same methods with the vaccine in the people, I have no doubt. And but still, not only are people going to be losing jobs, it will become impossible to buy food or anything else from them if you don't have the vaccine, because they're going to put the sign on the store. Like when it said no mask, no entry, no vaccine, no entry. But you could still buy online, of course. You know, you could still do that. And so there's no problem there. They're doing this so that the powers that be, this is all the reason they're doing this for, is so that they can see where the problems arise for when they do enforce the buy and sell enforcement of the mark, which is, we are that close right now. I mean, if the Pope gets his way, that starts in 2027, towards the end of the year. If you saw that giant clock in New York's Times Square, yeah, they've already, I mean, we knew about that years ago. I did videos on it years ago. And so that's why so many wolves are out there, and some pastors that have stepped off the path saying these things, you know, about go ahead, you know, get the, you know, the the vaccine, you know, go ahead and get it. The real fruit is now being made known across the board. They're real fruit. And so refusing people's access to food without forcing them to do something they know is wrong to do, you know, like masks and vaccines, is their way of whittling away the people so as to see who among the population is going to be a problem for them when the mark is finally enforced. And I'm not saying that we should go out there and make a... if somebody could find me, Brother Mel here or somebody that could find me that one statement in Sister White's writings in regards to where she said, you know, don't make yourself a spectacle on Sundays. In other words, don't go out and mow the lawn when they're enforcing the mark. You know, we can do the same thing here. We don't have to make ourselves a spectacle. You know, like walk into the store that says you can't, and you know they're going to harass you in that one specific store. You don't go in there puffing up your chest and 7-foot man walking in, throwing people around. Says, you know, I woke up this morning in the land of the free, home of the brave, you know. No, just stay out of there. Go to a store you know they don't care. You know, because that's why the big box stores are there. They're trying to shut down all the moms and pops. Mom and pop doesn't really care, because they know they can't enforce it. And so with the digital age upon us, all of us are already in the system via face prints with the face recognition technology on your own cell phones, as a matter of fact, fingerprints, DNA, bank info, education, even your religiosity and your tax records and your race. All of it's logged. And so it's not going to be hard for the computers to point out where the problem areas are anyway, so that when the mark is enforced, they're going to be better able to target the obedient Christians with ease. But still, the Lord's going to have that hedge of angels. He's going to tell us in advance, like he told my wife and I years before, that we didn't know we were supposed to move away from the cities, and all of a sudden we moved away from the city, and then years later we find out about spirit of prophecy, and then we find out in there that we should have moved away from the cities. We never knew that. That happened 26-27 years ago. And still, we're not supposed to make ourselves stick out like a sore thumb. And so just as you know, the hidden blessing in all this is, and yes, there is a blessing. And you know, I did a video some time ago called This Is Our 66 AD. It's one of the first videos I did in regards to this plandemic. The Lord is granting us this trial right now so as to find ways. Now listen to me, please, closely. He's granting us this trial right now, just like he allowed them to see what went down in 66 AD, because Jesus said, when you see that happen, get out of there. Because in 70 AD, they came back, but none of the Christians were there because they obeyed. So the Lord's granting us this trial, starting with the mask, then it's going to go to the vaccine, right? So we could find out ways to get around getting the mark of the beast, even though we're not going to get it regardless. Eventually, we're either going to have to stand in front of a Gideon, a guillotine, or be part of the Gideon band. Either way, all right. And so, or we'll just the Lord allow us to go to sleep, you know, from a disease or an accident, whatever the case may be, because that's also, I believe, it's in spirit of prophecy, in regards to some people will just die. Like, but, you know, William Miller, he was headed in a bad area in his walk, and the Lord allowed him to get sick and die so that he'd make it home. And so the Lord is granting us this trial right now so as to find ways to get around everything that they're going to solve regarding the mark, and so that we could still be able to get the things we need. And some of you are figuring, well, how are you going to get the things you need if you can't buy and sell? One word comes to mind. Can anybody know what this word is? I mentioned it last night. But does anybody know what you can do? You can buy things or get things without buying. Yep, Eli put it in the room. Yep, Andre too, that's the same thing. It's called bartering. People do it all. Yeah, well, that too, definitely. Sapphire, you're all going to have to be doing your own gardens, by the way. You know, and by the way, I'm testing it right now, but I've got a hydroponic system that's actually nice looking, a hydroponics, and it's run on LED, so it doesn't take next to anything to you could put it in a window. If we can't buy and sell electricity and our electric's off, you stick this thing in a window, let the sunlight, you'll have fresh greens in winter, fresh food. I mean, a lot of things you can grow with hydroponics. And so if it works out, I'm going to let everybody know what it looks like and how it works, because I already told the people if this works out, I'm going to let the church family know about it, because they're going to want to buy this thing. I have a big one in the basement, but it's clunky and it doesn't work right, and so I stopped using it years ago. But still, even with the bartering, wearing the mask is not a sin. No law of God is being broken here. In fact, all of us have been bowing to illegal, unjust laws for decades, and you didn't even know it. For example, were you aware that you don't need a driver's license? I used to preach on FirstAmendmentRadio.com, you know, AM and FM station, many, many years ago. And there's a lot of people on there. They're the kind of people that are, you know, freedom fighters, you know, militia kind of people. And somebody told me to go there and start preaching in there, and I did. And some of them asked me to do intros for them. I says, no, you know, use my voice for intros. And I says, no, I'm not in it for the money. I'm in it for the truth. I ain't got time anyway. But there's a couple of people there that have these, and they do it on ham radio too, where they break in every now and then to do their identity thing, the identity number, but or whatever it's called. But they prove beyond a shadow of a doubt at like you don't need license plates, you don't need a marriage license, you don't even need a birth certificate, and you don't even have to pay income tax. But you're still doing them right now so as to not be harassed by the government. And yeah, that's right. You don't have to pay income taxes, but I'll get to that in a second. You should pay them. I'm not going to do like Doug Batchelor did, right? And I did a video about him, in fact, in regards to what he literally called Jesus Christ a liar on camera, and it's shocking. A lot of people got upset about it, but the driver's license people, I just want to share this really quickly, is they said, yeah, we haven't had driver's license or license plates on their cars for decades. And every now and then, when the cops just feel like they're in a bad mood, they'll pull you over, bring you to jail, make you spend the night, you'll stand in front of a judge in the morning, case dismissed, you go home. Because there's no law. And they were harassing this one woman, as a matter of fact. She had a really popular show. And for years, every now and then, she'd get pulled over, they'd throw her behind bars, spend the night in the drunk tank or something, you know. And the next morning, stand in front of a judge, boom, case dismissed, no ticket, nothing. Because there's no law. They can't enforce it without a law. And so they know that everyone still gets the driver's license. Everyone still pays their taxes to avoid being harassed by the corrupt government. So the mask is no different. But that is why Satan did what he did since World War II when it came to income tax. It was voluntary. It was a voluntary donation to the war effort that if you agreed, they would take it out of your paycheck. After the war ended, they never removed the so-called voluntary taxation from the people's paychecks. And when the people complained, the IRS showed their teeth. And because most of the people bowed to fear, and now that so many followed their lead, the herd mentality of it all allowed for all sorts of new unjust laws to come next. You know, like the license plates or the car insurance. Yeah, it's illegal to have car insurance. Government cannot force you to buy a product. It's right there in the Constitution. But people do it anyway. They have been testing us for decades. That's why now they know, yeah, we can force them to wear the mask. Hey, come on, they're buying car insurance. And they're laughing it up, right? And Spirit of Prophecy does say, I've got a big, I'll show you this after in the fellowship hour, but if you want, I got a page on my Spirit of Prophecy page where I prove, showing Ellen White really is a prophet, just like the prophet Joel said, in the last days your daughter shall prophesy, right? And so she made statements in her writings that are not found anywhere in Scripture that she said will happen after she dies. And we've got proof they all happened. And so, well, yeah, because they lie, Brother Bill. And I mean, Amendment 16 was never ratified. I even called the IRS years ago and asked them, isn't the paying of income tax still on the books as being a voluntary act of the people? And the agent said yes. But then he also said, but you got to volunteer. And I laughed a little bit, hung up the phone, and then paid my taxes so as not to offend anyone, just as Jesus told Peter to do so when they forced the illegal tax on him. Remember when Jesus said that, what he said, you know? But unlike Doug Batchelor, who stated on camera that Jesus lied, you know, when it came to the... I'm talking about the vaccine, but he lied not too long ago in an email that he sent me and another brother in the faith. And the only reason I heard about this because a brother in the faith sent an email to Doug Baxter and asked him a question about the 501c3. He asked him, why do you have it? And then he gave him this long dissertation. Well, not long, but his secretary said, well, whenever everybody asks this question, Doug told me to say this. So she just printed what Doug gave her. So I double checked and said, and asked the exact same question using my email address, and I put it in the video. Doug purposely left out verse 27 in the book of Matthew. I think it was, I can't remember which chapter it was, but where Jesus said, but go ahead and go fishing, take out the coin out of the fish's mouth, and pay the tax so as not to offend. Doug left that part completely out. And so he said, Jesus said that you're free from paying taxes. Because that's what Jesus said. The people that are of the temple are free, right? And Peter said, yeah. He says, but so as not to offend, go pay the tax. That part Doug left out. And so we should pay the tax so as not to offend. I mean, it's just like in the days of, and like some people say, well, there's some of the things that they do with the money. I says, yeah, well, you know, the Christians back in the day, 2,000 years ago, their taxes paid for the nails that crucified our Lord. So... But Doug Batchelor, just like Craig, made strange claims about the vaccine recently. Doug also stated on camera, and I have this in the video, to go ahead and take it because he thinks it's a good thing, even though he just had a conversation with a caller, and I just watched the video yesterday, but I didn't have the part in the video where the caller called in and said there's actually toxins in the vaccine that'll make the body unclean and endanger the life, as well as cells from pigs, swine, which will make it unclean. And he said, go ahead and take it because it's a good thing. Well, Craig is doing the exact same thing. He's not saying it's a good thing, but he's saying go ahead and take it. Well, the mask as well as the vaccine is nothing more than another demographic point of research for Satan and his pawns in big government to see how easily they're going to be able to enforce the mark. Satan doesn't want to mess this up. That's why he did commandment number 1, 2, 3 in Esther's day or Shadrach, Meshach, Abednego's day or Daniel's day. He didn't do commandment number 4. He's not going to do it until he's absolutely positively sure he can get the job done. And so that's why he does the mask, and now he's going to do the vaccine, and then they're going to enforce the mark, right? Well, maybe they'll do something else after that. Who knows? Who cares? It's not in prophecy, so we don't know how Satan's going to do that because we don't need to have prophetic utterance about Satan. We just need to have the prophetic utterance about what our God needs us to know. It's a need-to-know basis kind of a thing. So the vaccine's just going to be a little harder push against the norm is all. They're trying their best. And since the research shows it is true about the ingredients, and we know a 20-year-old man just died in Brazil last week after allowing himself to make money as a clinical guinea pig for the vaccine company, most Americans are now saying that they won't take the vaccine. Well, about 44% or something like that are saying they're not going to take it. Still, think about this, though. These exact same Americans said in 2019 and before that they no longer trusted the media. when it was making all sorts of crazy stories about Russia, right? But when the plandemic started and the media pushed it, did you notice? Almost every American then believed the lying media, even after the CDC and other officials said that the numbers were 100% wrong. Worse yet, after millions of people saw the video about those two doctors exposing the plandemic on YouTube, who were then censored and banned by Google, most people still bowed, you know, and got the mask anyway. And so because of that herd mentality, everybody should wear the mask so as to prevent problems, right? Because it's not sinful anyway, right? But still, again, there is a big difference between them wearing the mask with blind trust in a lie because they know it's wrong to wear it because it doesn't do anything. Everybody knows it doesn't work. And wearing it with faith in Christ. There's a difference between that and having faith in Christ. You know it's all a lie, and you're only wearing the mask to prevent issues, right? But the majority are allowing the mask to wear them. They are, for the most part, going to believe it. And especially when they're saying there's a second wave, even though a document just came out from the CDC yesterday or the day before yesterday saying that the flu numbers have dropped dramatically. We had, like, I think it was somebody sent me a picture of the thing. It was, I think it was like 2,000 something people with the flu at this time in 2019, like when the plandemic thing started. And now it was something like 60 or 600. Or no, I think it was 60. And so it was all planned all long ago. But I'm going to be very surprised if, in fact, they pass a law to mandate the vaccine. They may try doing it locally, but I doubt it's going to be on the federal level. The basic reality is they don't have to pass it because the mask proved that hands down. But I won't be surprised when big box stores refuse customers without proof of the vaccine, just as some refuse entry unless you wear a mask. Now do you see why the people got used to seeing Walmart greeters when they walk in? They've been planning this stuff for decades. In any event, stay in the Word of God daily and pray without ceasing. These are intense times. We all need to trust the Lord Jesus on this one because no man is going to be able to help you like he can. He truly does give you perfect peace in all this. I mean, truth is, all of us could have been born centuries ago, but no, the Lord allowed us to be born right now in these last days. He knows exactly what's coming, and he is the one that will reveal to you and me when the time comes what he would have us to do. But unless you're serious about your walk by studying his word daily, you simply are not going to be able to hear his voice, and you're going to be caught totally off guard. As for the fallen teachers and preachers like Craig Kelcoffin in the Philippines or Doug Batchelor in the USA, that know the vaccine has things from the pig and other toxins in it that are still telling people to go ahead and get the vaccine, I am sure that they will soon be saying keeping Sunday holy is going to be no big deal as well. Because the hireling always runs away from the flock. These aren't pastors. These are hirelings. They're wolves. Their lack of faith proves they're hirelings. When the danger comes, watch them. They're going to run away and hide when the sheep are surrounded, just as prophecy predicted. They've already sold out to the flesh and everything from spiritual and even physical adultery to actually eating unclean foods. They had a pig roast at a wedding in the Philippines a few weeks ago, and Craig was there officiating. A pig roast. And so they're pandering after the flesh instead of taking the opportunity to preach the real health message. Like the brother that sent the email saying he was watching all these health message videos that Craig made, and all of a sudden Craig's saying, go ahead and put toxins, make your body unhealthy. A true Christian won't take it. Or a Christian won't say, go ahead and take it. True Christians are going to be forced, obviously, yeah. Maybe, I don't know. We don't know how it's all going to go down, but what's going on with Batchelor and Craig is they're cultivating cowardness. Cowardly Christians are being cultivated now who won't have the faith to refuse the mark. Seriously, think about that. Let that sink in for a minute as to what I'm talking about here. Craig and all the other false prophets are preaching peace and safety to their people. They are telling them to get the vaccine. Listen to me closely here. Get the vaccine so as to calm your fears. it's just like with the letters. Some people ask me to write for them to tell their boss that they can't work on Sabbath. No, that's your job. You do it. That way you build up a courage. You build up a way to trust the Lord. You see His hand move, and you have more trust. And so now you have an experience that says, look, I stood my ground. I stood my ground as a Christian, and I was blessed for it. No, they're telling them, go ahead and take the vaccine. Don't even stand your ground. So that when the mark is getting ready to enforce, you're going to be a Christian coward. You're not going to have any experience in your past of standing firm in Christ and being blessed for it. Yeah, amen. He's afraid he can't preach truth. He has to preach the smooth things. That exactly, Sapphire. The smooth things. The people are scared. We've got to get the vaccine. Go ahead and take it. No problem. Just do the detox afterwards. But guess what will happen? When it doesn't affect them right away within 24 hours, they won't bother with the detox. And this stuff is supposedly, I don't know yet, but there's some documentation. I haven't found rock-solid documentation on it yet, but they're saying there's some DNA alterations inside this stuff. And if you saw that video years ago that people thought it was Bill Gates talking, no, it was a scientist that had a similar voice of Bill Gates saying they have found the God gene, and what they do is they're actually allowing, they found a way to inject something into people, and they were saying they were going to do this with radical Islam and to prevent them from having faith in God, because they lit up the brain, they mapped the brain, and they showed how these people that are extremely religious will have this one area of their brain light up. Well, if we inject them with this drug, that area, it becomes docile. I laughed out loud. Even if you hold me down, inject me with that kind of a DNA changing, my God won't allow that. Because He told me, even if I drink something that's poisonous, it will not harm me. But I'm not going to go around dancing with a rattlesnake in Georgia and sing it. So, no, I'm not going to put that Lord thy God to a foolish test. These wolves that are telling people to get the vaccine and then detox afterwards are cultivating Christian cowards. They're getting them ready to where they're not going to be ready. They're not going to have any experience in standing firm in the Lord. Okay, you might lose your job. Well, then trust your Lord. He'll get you everything you need. My wife and I, many of you are living proof of that. I mean, there were 16 months I couldn't get a job to save my life. I got a wife and 8 kids. I think at the time, because one of the cats went nuts, and we had like 12 cats because the kittens were all over the place, and then we had 2 dogs and a teenager living with us. And I couldn't get a job to save my life because, number one, they were saying I was overqualified. Number two, I wouldn't work Sabbath. 18 months, but yet we had 3 squares a day. And we did not go on welfare. We were on welfare prior when we were living in the Chicago area. But then when we moved away from the city and got away from our brethren, like Abram did and became Abraham, we decided, my wife and I decided, let's see the Lord's hand move. And boy, did it ever. We know, you lose your job, the Lord's going to make sure you're going to get what you need anyway. But if you don't show any faith in Him, then get the vaccine. And then when the marks come to get enforced, you're going to go ahead and get that too, because it's just too much of a hassle. And think about this. They're going to say, well, some people aren't going to know for sure if it's really the mark or not. Really? What does the loud cry do? The loud cry literally declares unto all alive the truth in such a way. And some of us have already had these dreams where we have seen these sermons, if you want to call them that, myself included, where you get out there and you preach this, and it's the words that are coming out are amazing, and absolutely every single solitary person understands clearly what the mark of the beast really is. Every person on the planet is prophesied to know Sunday laws is the mark of the beast. All of them will know it. And so when they're doing this to try to shut us up. Oh, okay, so it was you, Brother Chris. Okay. And he passed the test. You see what he just put in there? You can do this, brothers and sisters. You might lose your job. You might not be able to go to Myers to get your candy bars. Well, you shouldn't be getting candy bars anyway, but you know what I mean. But go down the road to the mom and pop. You might have to drive an extra 20 minutes to get food. Oh, such an inconvenience. Well, then grow a garden. And pretty soon, within 3 weeks, I know these hydroponics work because I've done them before. But this is nice. It's 2 feet square. It's in a 2-foot square section of my office, in fact. And sure, it's like about 5 feet tall, and boy, is it bright. I had to put a towel over it, the front of it, so that I can do my work, because it my computer monitors were all whitewashed. It's just like a blast of light behind me, and it's all of like 50 watts maybe. And we're going to be having fresh greens, and a lot of fresh, not just greens, but there's a lot of stuff you can grow hydroponically in the dead of winter. Because we have, you know, we grow stuff all the time. Well, we didn't do a good job this year because Fran and I, we were swamped. But anyway, again, the wolves are cultivating Christian cowards. If you cave in now and get the vaccine willingly, as Craig is saying and Doug Batchelor is saying, then if you survive the vaccine, you will not know how to stand up for your faith when they enforce the mark, because now you have no experience in so doing. This is why I tell people, write the letter yourself. Tell the boss yourself you have to keep the Sabbath. If I do it for you, you don't get the experience, because I did that plenty for 18 straight months. I can't work Sabbath, sorry. You know? And I was getting offered really nice jobs working in these grain elevators and stuff out near Fowler. Yeah, it's like, because I used to paint water towers, so heights ain't no issue for me. You know, I can, you know, as long as it's a steady ladder. I mean, I'm not going to climb a rickety ladder like we have a windmill here at the house. It's over 100 and something years old. Thing's rickety. Yeah, I ain't going up there. You know, so you have, so if you cave and go ahead and get the mark, I mean, not the mark, but the, you know, the vaccine, you're going to have no faith in how to do it because you trusted Craig, or you trusted Doug Batchelor, or you trusted, in other words, you trusted the creature over and above the creator. Okay, I'm getting a, what is this here? I just got a thing here from, okay, thanks, Mel. Please, 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 please. That, what somebody sent me, is this an emergency? It's ended. The unemployment checks are ended. Okay. Oh, okay. All right. But please don't, unless it's an emergency, please do not, like, DM me or PM me. I don't know. That's DM now. We're using a different chat server. But yeah. You can grow tomatoes in these things. This, as a matter of fact, I got cherry tomatoes growing in it now. But if you put fiber optic light from outside, you can get the cherry tomato to grow about the size of a baseball. I kid you not. There's a guy in Japan that did it. And now it's got, Dr. Kara Ball. As a matter of fact, the video I was watching yesterday with Dr. Kara brought it up again, because he's the one I found out about it with. And I'll explain that during the, remind me later, brother. And I'll explain that later. But getting back, if you cave and get the vaccine willingly now, you're not going to have the faith to stand firm. Because you trusted a wolf. You trusted a lying pastor. He knows there's unclean things in that vaccine. And he's telling you to get it anyway. And he's literally telling you it's okay to defile your body with unclean animals. Stand in line. Go ahead and defile your body. Now, if they force you, then there's no sin. You know? Like the Bible says, even, and you won't have to worry about it either. You might not even have to detox, but that depends on the, you know, position of your faith. I'd still do the detoxing anyway, unless, of course, you know, I get to hear the Lord's voice one more time, and then I won't bother. But the thing is, yeah, I'm not gonna get it unless I absolutely unequivocally have to, like they force you, is what I'm saying. Not by circumstance, but by, you know, handcuffing you, I guess. And just so you know, this very same man, Craig, who claims to be a Seventh-day Remnant pastor to some people that know nothing about his sins, you know, the pig roast. He officiated at a wedding with a pig roast. And so, yeah, this is why he sees no problem with telling people to put the cells of a pig in your body. And we've got the pictures of the pig roast. And so, are we buffering on the... Did we lose the YouTube stream? Hold on, let me... Because I wouldn't put it past some people to call and complain. Let me just do a double check here, make sure that it's... Oh, it's back up. Because that's happened to us before, right in the middle of a... especially in the old Fire Talk... Not Fire Talk, but... I'm not going to mention the name of the other company. because if you go there, you'll get a virus, and I don't want to tempt you to go there. So, he preaches, you know, like Doug Batchelor and even Craig, they preach the health message, but at the same time tell you to go ahead and defile your body, not only with unclean animals, but with toxins that can literally kill you, because they do say some people will die regardless. Every vaccine is going to kill someone. So it's like getting on a plane when you know the pilot is drunk. You know, this is, that makes no sense. And so study the word. I'll close with this. Study the word. Pray without ceasing. Only Christ can tell you what's coming next. Don't trust me. Don't trust any man. Be a Berean. Look in your Bibles and see what Jesus said is coming next. And if you want some inside information, like if you got some questions about the prophecies or even some Bible scriptures or doctrines, then you ask a preacher that you trust, but don't trust his opinion. See, this is why I never give opinion. If you ask me a Bible question, I'm going to give you the Bible verses that back up what I just said. That's like with the Revelation Bible study I did on the site. Not only do I give the verses that show what the symbol means in prophecy, I underline where the symbol is defined in the verse. I don't want to be any part of this. This is why I don't even have my last name on the website. To God be the glory. All right? That's what we're supposed to be about. You know, like John the Baptist, we got to go out there, you know, he must increase so that I got to decrease, you know, and that's how it's done. You know, that's Christianity. Let Christ have the last and final say. And so we are too close to the end right now to trust any preacher, no matter how articulate he is, you know, because Doug Batchelor is pretty articulate. So unless you know Jesus Christ and set your path straight for his return, as is, you know, the final prophecies of today, you won't be able to hear his voice no matter how loud the loud cry gets, because the loud cry is going to go forth via the tongues of the Gideon band, as well as many others that no doubt will go to sleep before plague number one starts, because it's stated clearly in the spirit of prophecy that the minute the death decree is passed, the split second the plague start, the killings end. Because now, if they kill you after the plague start, then our God looks like he lost. Sister White goes into a lot of detail about that. But again, you won't find that on those false prophet websites, because both Craig and Doug Batchelor preach the exact same thing about the 1 hour with the beast. See, that's why I made the video back in 2018 when somebody showed me a video about Doug Batchelor talking. He was talking to somebody on the radio or something like that. He was doing all those question and answer things. And he said what he said about the 1 hour, and I go, whoa. And so I just copied it, stuck it on my hard drive, made a video, and presented it. And then that's where, you know, the confusion started to rear its ugly head, and we started to realize it was a problem in the Philippines. But we just worked on that for about a year, year and a half, until we found out there's, yeah, sin in the camp, and there's nothing we can do. Can I repeat what? What did you want me to repeat, Brother Chris? Oh, wait, I got to wait 20 seconds. That's right, you're on YouTube. Yeah, in the chat room, if you were in the chat room and ask a question, yeah, I can answer it instantly, because that flies through really quickly there. And so, all right. Okay, that's about it for now. Oh, the 1 hour thing? Oh, okay, yeah, the 1 hour thing. I got a page. Here, I'll just put the page in the room, because it's an in-depth prophecy, but it's going to happen the exact same way it did in the days of Esther. Remember when, Haman, got together, he got the signet ring, and he was able to get a law passed, and so he passed a law on, what was it, the 13th day of the first month to make it legal to kill the Jews. And then he had to throw the dice, or whatever they called them back then, to find out when the law will be enforced. And Sister White even says it's going to happen just like that. And so he did, and it turns out it was to be enforced on the 12th, or the 13th day of the 12th month. That's how the 1 hour with the beast goes down. The death decree is put forth, the plagues begin. but it's not enforced until the one world government has its power to enforce it globally, which only happens in Plague 6. And that only lasts 2 weeks. That's the cup that the Gideon band has to drink. There's only going to be 144,000 Christians on this planet that can walk like that. And I'm praying and I'm hoping many, myself, my wife, my children, and many of our church family are going to be in that, if not all. I would love it if all of our church family. Man, could you imagine the first meeting? Talk about our little camp meetings down here. Yeah, 1 year, then enforced. But it could be less than a year because the Bible does say the plagues fall within a day. And a day in prophecy is a year. And so we don't know how long it's going to be between Plague 1 and Plague 6. You know, we don't know. Because Plague 6 can drag on for a couple of months. We're just concerned with the last 2 weeks of that plague in reality. Because by then, even if you're part of the Gideon band, you're already used to not having a meal every single day. You can grow food out in the wild. There's wild gardens. I've even done that once. And I did it this year, too, with peppers and watermelons. And boy, I tell you, them watermelons were awesome. And what I'm talking about is I just scraped the soil on my land, got all the weeds out, planted watermelons and green peppers, and then covered it up with dead grass, and boy, did I have a harvest. Out in the middle, and I didn't have to water it or nothing, just to see if it would happen. Now I know if I'm on the run, yeah, scrape the soil, get some seeds, and boom, it'll work. So I hope and pray you were blessed. We'll be back for fellowship in a few, but now we have a song, and then we're going to end in prayer.